Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, I could use your help because I've been coming a few years here and I have yet to find inside a picture of God. Why is that? Oh, is that Jesus? Yes. Same thing?
Yep.
I see. Okay.
Exactly the same thing.
Oh, all right. But how about a picture of God the Father? Where is that? Can't see him. Okay. We can see him in ways. In what ways? Okay. So Noah's Ark, like the bird carried the olive branch. You see him in the heavens, in the stars, the moon. The waves. Okay.
In the flowers,
okay. Oh, so he's all around us. Well, some people think that he's way up in this place called heaven. He is? He's up there? Is that really far away? So it's past the International Space Station. Up there, I see. All right. Well, Well, I thought I'd bring something here that you can each have, so maybe when you get outside today, if you use them correctly, you can find God up there. And these are binoculars. So yes, teachers, John, I know I'm doing this all wrong. Now that they have this, won't hear another word, right? Okay, but we'll try it anyway. So these binoculars, you get later, and look up the stars, and then tell us next time if you saw God. But I see God when I come here in different ways. And something my grandmother had that she used to show me, I thought maybe we'd use. So I just found God there. And there. And you're not so sure. Okay. I got work to do. So if there's a Latin phrase, it's called Imago Dei, means in the image of God. Does that mean God looks like one of you? No, what does it mean then? He's in all of us,
but none of us.
Okay. Are there things that people do and say that help us get a glimpse of God?
Yes.
Like what?
Pray to the Lord.
Giving money to the homeless.
Volunteers.
Okay, so volunteers, taking care of the homeless.
Pray to the Lord our God.
Praying.
To save our sins.
Okay, to save our sins, knowing that that happens through Jesus. So, apparently the way that I find God is to look at people here in how they relate to each other and how you all relate to each other. When you love, when you give to others, when you accept others as they are, and all those other things that you mentioned. So thank you for all the ways in which you helped me get a glimpse of God, the loving Father. Let's have a prayer, shall we? Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, who helps us best to see what you are all about, the sacrificial love that you have for us, the importance of forgiving our sins so we might be in relationship with you. And as today we share in the communion, in the Lord's Supper, we thank you for the new life that it gives. May we always be the image of God for others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.